Hello.
Hi, Mitzi. Good morning. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
Well, I got your text about it, so I just gave you a call right away. Were you able to sign this morning?
Well, no. Well, he signed some papers, but evidently. I just don't understand how, Forrest told me that they got the title back Monday, and I would have thought that by today, when he was coming to do all this, that all the title work would have been done. And I get an email at 9:59 asking me about an account number and a loan on, that's showing up on the title. And I said he doesn't have another loan. There's no other loan other than, what has been provided. Well, evidently there's some other loan showing up that now they have to investigate and get cleared off, which they should have done 5 days ago.
This morning?
Yeah.
I thought that the title was already cleared.
Correct. As did I. So I want it all done and everything taken care of, so the funds could get in his account, so I didn't like go ballistic on this attorney that was on the other line. Like, because I'm on speakerphone with Levi, I was as nice as I could be about it. But he was like, "Well, I just need to get off the phone so I can get this resolved." And I'm like, "Well, yeah,"
That
but I
Stephanie
mean,
you spoke with or Curtis? Spoke with Stephanie or Curtis?
no, I guess it was Curtis. I don't know who the attorney was. I don't know how many attorneys are there, but quite honestly, I was kind of surprised that that was even an issue at all, because you know what I mean?
I'm sorry to hear about that. I'm just getting this news from you right now. We thought that the title was already cleared as well because they gave us the,
Right,
I got the
right.
confirmation it was cleared as well, and we thought that
Right.
we were able to close.
And honestly, there is no, I'm just telling you, there is not another loan. There's not a second mortgage. There's not any, there's no reason why they wouldn't be able to make a phone call and get it resolved. Whatever I can, what I do know is that over the years, for whatever reason, his loan has been sold over and over and over again to all these different mortgage companies. I
Company.
mean, I bet his loan, yeah, banks. I bet his loan has been sold 15 or 20 times. It's ridiculous. I mean, even right now, as it kind of went into a pre-foreclosure situation, it was sold again. While it was in pre-foreclosure. I mean, how stupid is that? That it would be sold again. Like, so I can see how a mistake, I guess, could happen where, somebody somewhere didn't do the right paperwork or something.
My man, I got the title commitment back, so
I mean, unless it's just a mistake and it's somebody else's property they're referring to, I don't know. But Levi went ahead and signed, the deed, and
right.
I don't know. I hope that's something that they can resolve like super quick and keep moving things forward. So.
I do know. I got an update from Stephanie this morning that she's still working on the closing documents. part of it is just getting prep for the funding and recording. I am not aware of this really, so let me get a clarifications from her, because I do know that we're working to get the funds to your account by Friday. That's what Forrest also knows, as far as I know. I mean, we're hoping that we can really close this week, because it was supposed to be closed on the 22nd, and yeah. I don't know what really to say right now. I'll have to check with the title company, with Stephanie specifically, because she's the one who's handling the file, and I see what's going on. But as far as I know, we're just really waiting on all the closing docs to be prepared for funding and also for recording, so we can they can disperse the funds to your account. But let me get clear on that.
Yeah, I can let's see here.
Do you have the email?
Yeah, I do. It says, can you send me the loan number and account number for DOT with Federally Chartered Credit Union for $62,300? And my response was, you know, I don't know who that is. Levi doesn't have a loan with that organization or whatever. So, and then Levi called me a few minutes later with the attorney on the phone, and then that's when the attorney said that was showing up on the title, and which, like I say, was surprising, because according to the text I had from Forrest, they had received the title on the 21st. So why are they just now, you know, finding that out, or that there's some kind of a issue?
So. I've also got that email that we got the title back. We also got the title commitment back as well. I have a copy of it, so... I hope it doesn't affect anything, but let me check with Stephanie what that is, you know, if there's any hold up. But like at this moment, I just, like, from what I'm aware, she said that we're just, you know, getting prepared for the funding and recording this morning. So let me check with her real quick, and maybe I can send you a quick text after I found out more.
Yeah, maybe she knows more than the attorney did. You know what I mean? Who knows?
All right.
I don't know.
And she's the one who's handling the file. I believe that might be Curtis that you've talked with, because Stephanie's Curtis' assistant. So yeah, let me do that, and then I can text you or call you back right away. If I have more info or information about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I still haven't seen a settlement statement, you know?
Right, so. And I'm also waiting for it. I've followed up this morning, and she said that she's working on it. But she will send it to me. She'll send it to you as soon as she got it ready or prepped.
Okay, and I was going to get with Forrest just to let him know, but Levi has a day off tomorrow, and there's just a few other things that he's trying to get out of the house, and he's got to rent another U-Haul to do it, and he was going to be doing that tomorrow. He's just having to take a day off work to do it, because he has to have help. I mean, I know you haven't seen Levi, but he's like, he weighs like 150 pounds. I mean, he's not a huge guy, and he can't lift these things by himself. So, he doesn't have a whole lot left. It's just like heavier, some heavy stuff. He's got to get help to get out of there.
Okay.
So,
I
but
can let
it's
Forrest
not.
know.
Yeah, but that should be it because, like I say, we leave Saturday, so
Right.
anyway.
Well, I'm so sorry for all the stress and all that, but I'll keep checking and update you as soon as anything moves. I know timing matters to you a lot, both, and I believe Stephanie's doing everything that he can to get the funds to you by Friday. I just need to get clarification on that loan thing,
Okay.
about the title. So
Okay.
I'll give you an update as soon as I hear from Stephanie. I'll text you or call you back within a day.
Thank you.
Right,
All
thank
right.
you so
Bye-bye.
much as well. Bye-bye.